Everybody, Claire with Clairvoyant Psychic Medium here today. I need chapstick. This is reminding me of that TikTok girl. Hello, my prince. Usha, advice. Advice from Usha. Oh, all right. So, I don't even know how to get started. I already said the Claire thing. Okay, now I'm just going to go update. I'm going to end up looking like this, if not worse, for quite a while until we're probably like way more comfortable. I mean, you'll never know, but I don't give a fuck anymore of what I look like. I hate my hair right now. I'm so over the yellow. That happens sometimes with me. Like I'm ready to change to the next color. But like my roots aren't even out that far. I do have another package of yellow, but I am going to save it because I'm going to mix it with another color, like, or other colors I could. Anyways, my next color is in the mail and I should be getting it. I think maybe today. I can't remember when it's coming. I'm doing this because I've been clenching my jaw so much. I need to start wearing my mouth guard at night again. But one thing I did notice that I have not slept very well at all in these past two nights. And the only thing that's different is that I started taking Lexapro at night. So I'm going to skip tonight and take it in the morning when I wake up because it's fucking with my sleep. It has to be. I don't know what else is. So I barely got any sleep last night. I think it was about maybe 4 or 5 hours, not joking. And that's ridiculous. I've just been worrying about so many things. And I did a surrender meditation today because something crazy happened. I was looking out my door. I was in the middle of making breakfast and I saw a cat in the driveway, a huge fucking black cat, like humongous. And when I saw this, I was like, oh, I've never seen this cat before. I usually have been seeing a calico cat around the house and I call it the magical calico cat because whenever that fucking thing shows up, weird shit happens. But this is a giant fucking panther. And I was like, oh my God, what is that? And I noticed because I could see its front and I saw its tail. I knew it wasn't my parents' cat, but, my mom, when I sent it to her, she was like, yes, goodbye. And I was like, mom, that was not hollow. And she was like, yeah, it was. And I stopped myself from going into a panic attack, but oh, that could have been a big one. First of all, hollow is declawed. Second of all, Cho asked me if we could adopt him last week. And I said no. So the guilt that came over me with just like, oh, there was a fucking hawk in the yard yesterday. Oh my God, there was a fox the day before. Oh my God, I don't know if it's going to die and I'm going to feel so guilty and I didn't adopt it. Like, I lost it. So I did a surrender meditation. I was able to calm down. I gave it up to the universe and I just kind of tried to go on my way. I had to spray the yard. If you guys are not following along on my TikTok, I'm updating literally every single fucking inch of the way of this shed right now, of the updates. So follow along because it's going to be a fun journey. I know right now for this next less than a month, 3 weeks, it's not going to be a lot of updates, but once the shed is here, holy shit. We're just doing concrete right now. So, I mean, the shed could be here as early as fucking week almost. I really hope that's not the case because I'm not ready, but whatever. I lost my train of thought. The cat. Oh, and then come to find out, Hollow is in my parents' house. So this was a magical Black Panther that I had no, and when I sent the video to Cho was like, that was not hollow. His tail was straight. So the weird thing about my parents' cat is that it has like a monkey tail. It's like it wraps around. It's so fucking weird. But I think I might have showed it on a live when I was over there one time. But I don't know. It's a really cool cat. I just don't want another fucking animal. So update on the fish. All of them are dead. I'm going to be taking down the fish tank. Speaking of like why I don't want animals anymore. I don't know what happened. My dad was like, we have more fish. You can take them. I just right now in this moment, I cannot fucking deal with it. Like I can't take it. There's too many things going on. There's too much happening. I just can't do it. So, yeah, the update is that I had to, with my hands, take pieces of sod and I'm trying to fill holes. The mowers are supposed to come tomorrow, but I can't get this dirt fucking pile out of there. It's exhausting. Like I had to spray forever today and there's something right here that is like fucking killing me because I like sprayed for so long because I couldn't get the fucking sprinkler to hook up to this hose. Another hose broke and then the only other hose we have is hooked up to the little duck pond thing. So, you know, when it's just anything that could go, it is going. So I had to spray the fucking like skid loader part, whatever, the where we're putting the concrete, God, foundation, Jesus. Because the dirt was so hard, it broke the tiller. So I have to go figure out and like it. We're asking if somebody, like if you guys know anybody or if anything, know of anybody that would like to earn a couple hundred dollars or so, to come out and help me form the concrete or whatever, the just put the boards down and get the shit level. I don't want to do it. I am not supposed to be lifting over 50 pounds. My back can't handle it. I'm being 100% real and I hate that. I wish you knew how much I hate that because I'm doing everything I possibly can on my own. Like I have to carry these tiny little pieces of sod because I can't carry the big ones. And like, it's driving me fucking crazy and it's taking longer and blah, 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 blah. There's a million things around here that I need help with. So my neighbor is asking people today, hopefully we find somebody. If not, then I don't know what we're going to do. So yeah, this is starting off great. it's just a little scary and it's a little like, ah, oh, we're time crunchy. Cause I put it off because my dad hated doing like one part. And then I found out that the neighbor hates doing the other part. So I was like, oh my God, your powers combined. We can get this fucking shit done. So we linked up and we started doing everything. We just need somebody to help like level it out and like, just put the, honestly, just leveling it out. Like I just need somebody to come do that. That's it. Other than that, I took a nap yesterday. I honestly, like, I am not a person that naps. I never have been. Even when I was like a little kid in daycare or whatever, I always used to like get in trouble because I didn't nap. It's just not something that I do. Well, remember, I just started taking Lexapro. I took an hour long nap. Most of the time, if I do try to nap, it's literally like 5 or 15 minutes. But I took an hour nap. It was glorious. However, I'm starting to think, to which is why I'm changing the time of when I'm taking the Lexapro. She told me to take it at night because it makes you nauseous. But I think that for some reason, something in there is making it like a stimulant to me. And about 5-ish p.m., it wears off, maybe. I don't know what's happening. So yeah, I'm just adjusting. I'm having a hard fucking time and I'm doing all of this and trying to keep animals alive and just so many like, woo! Oh, I kind of like delayed there. So that's your update. Shit's crazy. Like normal. It's life. All right. So let's get into, I feel like there was something else I wanted to say. I can't think of it. All right. The astrology for Thursday, July 22nd. Sun is in Cancer, but moves into Leo today. And the moon moves into Capricorn. So this is a very overwhelming day. This is probably going to be the worst day of the week. Like, don't put that stigma on it. You make your own intent. Say that this is going to be a good week. But Venus is opposing Jupiter. So it's just a little weird. It's going to kind of feel weird. Everything today on this Thursday is at 0 degrees, not everything, but a lot. So like the sun, Venus, and I believe it is Jupiter. And we have that toothpaste time of Cancer going on. Oh, and Lilith is also 0 degrees. So the moon is at its fall position, because when the moon is in Capricorn, because when it's in Cancer, it's at its home. But when it's in Capricorn, it's at its fall. Terrible feels with that, which is interesting because this could easily be the full moon in Cancer with this Cap energy, but we switch to Leo. So then we have to wait till it goes into Aquarius. Like, I'm sorry if that's confusing, but, we didn't have a full moon for Cancer. We're having two for Leo. Two fucking Aquarius full moons. Two. So it's going to be weird. Stay positive. Keep your thoughts positive. Stay focused on your goals. Chill out. Realize that you need to surrender. Mars is really amped up in this energy and we're really focused on changing. So what? 10 a.m. What's happening at 10 a.m.? Oh, we go into Leo season at 10 a.m. Okay. So that's when the sun moves into Leo, is around 10 a.m. Central Time. And we do feel like once we hit Leo season, it's like we hit the ground running. So really try to ground, really try to organize. I know for myself, I'm having to, like yesterday when all the fish died, normal Claire would have dismantled the whole tank, done everything, pushed myself to the absolute limit to make sure that everything is put away to look like it, nothing ever happened. Because I do that because I don't like to be reminded that I fucking failed or whatever. But I know that that was going to stress me out because I literally just did all of that the night before because I was trying to save them. And I failed. But anyways, it's still sitting there with water in it. And I'll get to it when I get to it. I don't fucking care right now. And I'm not letting it stress me out. Today is the last like non-million degree weather. And this is the only day that I'm going to have to work on the dirt. And I don't want to be in the sun. So I'm going to wait till after everything. I'm going to ground today and wait till the sun goes down. This is what I wanted to do last night, but so much stuff, kind of like my dad and the neighbor planning, it just didn't happen. So I'll be working in the dark tonight probably because I got to get it done. But yeah. I'm just talking about myself. What a weird, you guys are amazing for wanting to just like know about my fucking life. Cause it's weird. Okay. So the rune for Thursday, it's that S one. Wholeness. 131. So Walu, wholeness, sun energy, fuck. All right. So this rune stands for wholeness, that which your nature requires. It embodies an impulse towards self-realization and indicates the path that you must follow, not from ulterior motives, but from the core of your individuality. Seeking after wholeness is a spiritual warrior's quest. And yet you are striving to become in actuality is what is you by nature already are. You must become conscious of your essence and bring it into form, express it in a creative way. A rune of great power, making a life force available to you. Sobalu marks a time of regeneration right down to the cellular level. Although this rune has no reverse position, there is a reason for caution. You may see it fit to draw and retreat in the face of a pressing situation. Ah! Huh. Every time I read this, that has never applied until right now because I probably never allow that to actually happen. Especially if events or people are demanding you that you expend your energy now. Know that such this retreat is a retreat in strength and that it can indicate a need for a voyage inward and centering for balance. Timely retreat is among the skills of the spiritual warrior. And at the same time, for this rune is the rune of counsels of opening yourself up to letting the light into a part of your life that has been secret and shut away. To accomplish this may call for a profound recognitions for admitting yourself to something that you have long denied. Okay, I'm not going to read the rest of it because it's always just talking about the sun coming in and lighting up and cleaning it out your body kind of thing. So retreat if needed. But seek wholeness. Okay, I mean, I know that sucks, but that's what I'm doing. Okay, let's do some tarot. Because we never get to do it. And this is the only one I'm going to do this week. Because I've been behind. Guys, another thing that happened is that I've been listening to this Voices for Justice podcast. And it was all about this daughter that is trying to get her father convicted of her sister's missing and murder, homicide, whatever. I'm done with it. And last podcast on the left has been boring lately, and I need a new true crime mystery, like really good one, because yeah, I needed two. Oh my God. And then the Two of Water came out, which is the Two of Cups, which is the same as the Lover's card. It just like fell out. Whoa. This is going to be a weird one, guys. I got to put some of this shit away. I have too much stuff on my desk. But yeah, I need a new true crime podcast or some kind of podcast, whatever. I just need something that's interesting. I listen to my horoscopes. I can't listen to the Office podcast anymore because, well, I guess I could. I totally could. There's a thought. But I just need a new podcast. I don't want to listen to astrology. I want it to be a me thing, something that I like. Astrology's work in my head. Like anything witchy is like work in my head. I'm going to take a nap after this, I think. I think I really need to. I need to retreat. I'm using the Halloween tarot because I remembered as it's sitting on my desk and I fucking love it. I drew a card yesterday that I was just like, oh my God, it's so good for a client. Guys, my coaching sessions have been so, eternal love. We are getting a little bit of a message here today, I think, folks. We got to focus on love. But anyways, okay, I've been doing a little bit more coaching sessions for people versus like Reiki, medium, tarot, whatever. Just coaching, and I fucking love it. Like, I see it working. I can feel it working. People are saying that it's extremely beneficial. Like, just being able to help people sift through their emotions to focus on goals to get out of them. And it's just so much fun. And I love it so much because it's new and I need new, you know. So if you've been thinking about it, guys. I'll save that one. If you've been thinking about being a coach or getting a coach, life coach, spiritual life coach, whatever kind of coach I am, that's a girl, and I would love to help you. All right, the love card. Excuse me, I need a drink. Oh, and I fucking turned right to it. What is happening? Okay. You are ready for love. Begin or begin again. Stay or go. Say yes or no. There is no wrong choice. Every relationship offers a mirror to see yourself clearly and a chance to discover what love means to you and what makes you happy. It's time to discover the unconscious patterns and projections that influence your choice of partners and the dynamics in your relationship. Are you drawn to someone because they reflect missing or wounded parts of yourself? Self-awareness and self-acceptance awaken the magic of self-love within you, and love heals all wounds. The love that you feel for yourself will shine from you like a lighthouse beacon, guiding love to you. Then you can actually truly love another. And who that is will be your choice. You will be free from the limitations imposed by society, religion, or upbringing. I don't know why that was so hard for me to read. I wanted to yawn the whole time. Okay. There is one thing that was talking about self. Love heals all wounds. The love you feel for yourself will shine from you like a... Love heals all wounds. How do you love and allow yourself to be loved? I'm putting that because that's basically kind of what it was saying. All right, the cool eternal love card. Somebody's calling me. I can't answer it. I think it's the fucking PPP loan. So, guys, I've been trying to, like, update my, like, the PPP loans. You have to, like, apply for forgiveness, which is so stupid, because it's, if it's under $50,000, you don't have to do anything, is what they say. But for some reason, I have to log into this portal, and I have fucked it up 4 times. This is the fifth. Like, it's not user-friendly. It sucks really bad, and it's ridiculous. So, he's probably calling again to just be like, hey, you missed something again. I didn't get this one. I didn't get one time. They didn't even get it. Like, it's so annoying. I'm just annoyed because I literally just got, okay, I'm rephrasing this. I received, and thankfully and gratefully received, $2,100. That is not even a fart chance in the wind with, that just flew out, of $50,000. So that's why I'm annoyed. Okay, eternal love. The poem with this, it says, when the body leaves us and our souls are above, our possessions no longer, nothing remains but the intertwining of love. Ooh. Love is love is love, and it transcends physical death. Oh God, this is going to be good, guys. Okay. All of us are the product of millennia of love. Our parents, 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 our ancestors by blood and ritual all have in some way created the DNA that weaves throughout our bodies. Love, in fact, powers life and death. When most of us first encounter death in our lives, we experience grieving too. And in some ways, that feeling could be described as an absence of love and the absence of that person or being. But the kind of love that is often shared between family members, friends, or lovers, separated only by physical death, is the kind that poets wax lyrical about. That is the truly eternal and transcends death. Should you choose this card, you are being reminded that love is the most powerful force in the universe. It is more powerful than death itself. Love lingers. It leaves no legacy, as we should be aware of its every day that we live. For those of us that are ready for a desiring of a partner, it also indicates a significant love is close and at hand, and to be ready and open up to this new experience. Ooh! Okay, so eternal love. And be grateful. Okay. I literally just wrote, we need to focus and be grateful for the love that we have in our lives. That is so shitty compared to what I just read. So whatever. So the next one is change in directions. So what the shit? It's like, yay, love, yay, love, yay, love. Change in directions. Okay. Changes are here. Don't let this freak you out, darling. Change is good. In fact, the change that you are experiencing are the results of the divine guidance and intervention. You, whether conscious or subconscious, have been changing and growing, and you no longer are a vibrational match for your current life circumstances. You are leveling up. This card is here to let you know that it's okay for you to relax and embrace the changes that you're experiencing, or the changes that you feel inspired to make. Trust that these changes are in your best interest and highest good. And if you've had some ideas about that which that you wish to alter your life, now is the time to act upon these ideas, as conditions are primed for you to make some transitions into the better situations and circumstances. If you start to see things moving on their own and you start to feel out of sorts, take a breath and know that the universe is simply working behind the scenes to get you where you need to be. Close your eyes and take in this affirmation. I am open to any necessary changes to improve my life. I trust that these changes are in my highest good, and I gladly welcome the positive shifts, whether initiated by myself or spirit. So it is. Okay. Embrace and open yourself up to the positive changes in your life. Okay. So obviously this makes us think that these positive changes are going to be something in regards to a relationship. However, I do not feel that that is, I mean, yes, I'm sure that it is going to be that way for some people, because that's how this shit is, oh my God, I just took like 19 pictures. Let me fix this real quick. Okay. But I think that what it's just kind of saying is that, like, there's a lot going on. We need to keep focusing on the ones that love us, be supported by the ones that love us, understand that we can connect and tap into that energy and get fulfilled if needed, but there's a lot of changes going on, and the love is going to be the thing that keeps us kind of like going. So, if it is, I mean, you can easily say that if that's something that you do need to be changing in your life, is a relationship or getting rid of somebody or whatever, you still can apply the same thing. Like, we just need to be focusing on the people that support us to get us through this change. So that is everything that's going on. It does seem a little overwhelming, but guys, always, like I told you this the other day, that at the end of water seasons, it is super harsh. It's super crazy. Four years ago yesterday is when Chester Bennington, whatever, the Linkin Park lead singer, killed himself. And today is Robin Williams's birthday. So that kind of gives you a little bit of an indication on to how potent this time is. So take it easy. You don't have to figure everything out today. You'll figure it out later. If it piles up like this fucking dirt pile that I got in my yard, then it piles up and it's going to have to wait because it's 900 degrees and that's fine. You do what you can. You don't stress out about it. Woo! Just focus on love. Keep your thoughts positive. All right, guys. If you would like to take advantage of any of my services or take a look at all of my stuff that I got going on my Linktree, go ahead and do that. The link is in my bio. I am super, like I said, I'm really excited to start launching this coaching, project. And I do apologize. I mean, obviously this is going to be over Zoom or phone right now. But you're welcome to come in person once the shed is here. And guys, so much cool stuff is going to be offered to my VIP clients, the people that have already been here, that have been like, part of my subscriptions. So yes, let's get on board. Let's get life back in order as much as we can. Take it easy. I love you. See you mañana.